Tis the season. Tis the season for that. You know what I'm talking about. We're going to talk Operation Christmas Child this morning. Yes, I said Christmas already. Stacy Pellett is in with us this morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
It just seems like we've wrapped up Operation Christmas Child just a few days ago, and here it's already deep into the operation once again this year.
It is. It's actually already started, and shoeboxes are coming in, and it is the season.
For those who don't know, we've talked about this the last few years. You've been doing this now how long?
I believe this is our sixth year already.
Good.
Honestly, I'm not 100% sure, but it seems like we've been doing it for a very long time.
Yeah.
Operation Christmas Child itself has been around for I'd say over 30 years by now, but here in Atlantic, we've been a drop-off site for the last 6 years.
And what is Operation Christmas Child for those folks who maybe have heard?
It's a ministry of Samaritan's Purse, which is Franklin Graham, Billy Graham's son. That's his ministry, and it's an organizational effort to bring shoeboxes to children all around the world. And so we will pack a shoebox size, we'll fill it with all kinds of different things, and then they'll actually put a message of the gospel of Christmas in there, and then it's shipped around the world and delivered to little children. So this is, in a lot of cases, the only Christmas present some of these children receive, and so we really try to focus on both things that are fun for them, but also things that are necessities. And it helps us to realize we really have so much. And so it's just a way to give, share some of the blessings that we have with children around the world.
You mentioned around the world. Like where?
Around the world. Well, we have over the years sent shoeboxes to India, to parts of sub-Saharan Africa. We've sent them to islands that I honestly can't even pronounce. We've been in both cold weather and hot weather climates. So it's really what I would call underdeveloped or third world countries, and areas where dirt floors are the norm. There's no power or electricity in some of these places. They still walk miles to draw water. And so just even the basic necessities of infrastructure are very rudimentary in a lot of these places that they go into.
Think about the things we complain about on a daily basis as being substandard to us, and then compare it with what some folks deal with.
Absolutely. And you know, honestly, they don't know any differently. So they find joy in so many things that we take for granted. So it's also a good lesson for us, too, to recognize, to be grateful for things that perhaps are not in any way of the purchased nature, but be grateful for the blessings of family and time together and a roof over our heads or food in our bellies, because these are things that sometimes we take for granted, but certainly are things that they consider to be a luxury every day.
Well, and we tend not to see some of those things, even if we do travel, because we're usually hitting resort areas, we're hitting places where we choose to vacation or visit. We don't necessarily see, even though we might be in some of these same countries,
right?
We may not see some of the locations that you're referring to.
Well, that's exactly right. And you know, those places exist even what we would call a developed country here in the U.S., of course, and Brazil and Europe. And they certainly exist in all of those places, too. But we don't go there because it's uncomfortable for us, and we don't necessarily feel like it's safe or whatever our excuses that we choose to give ourselves. But it's certainly not something that we see on a regular basis. You're right.
Now, you mentioned the local effort is part of a larger effort coordinated by Samaritan's Purse. But when folks make their donations here, do they know specifically? Do you know ahead of time where your donations here will be going, or is it just all part of the bigger effort?
Well, we don't know yet where the boxes will be going. Sometimes they'll give us a number of countries. I don't have which countries we're going to be going to this year, but the neat thing about it is you can go online to SamaritansPurse.org and pay for the shipment of your box. It's $7.50, I believe, to go online and print out the shipping label, and then they will send you an email and let you know where your box was delivered and that it has been delivered to a child. So it gives you the opportunity to track it from your home and your family to the person that actually receives it. But you're right, it is part of a larger organization. We will collect the boxes here, and then they go to a large warehouse up in Minneapolis where they will go through and make sure that the boxes are all safe for shipment, insert the information about the blessing of Christmas, and then prepare them for the larger shipment overseas.
I think it's actually kind of cool because a lot of times when we have efforts like this, say when natural disasters strike, you hear over and over again people say it's easier to send money than it is to send anything else, because then we can specifically buy what they need when we get there. But those are in times of disaster. And sometimes that money, you never know what kind of governments you're getting involved
right.
with. Sometimes that money never reaches the people that really, truly need it. In this case, yeah, there's a cost to getting those items there. You've outlined that already. But you know it's items that someone is really going to enjoy.
That's right. And it's, you know, this is something that my children and I and my husband have done every year. We always pack two boxes. And there's different age categories that you can choose from. And they're like 2 to 4 years old, boy or girl. And then I think it's 4 to 8, and then 8 to 12 or 13, and then 13 and above. So we usually pick categories in the same ages as our children and pack two boys and two girls. And so we'll take the children to the store and allow them to pick out things that are fun for them, playing cards, jacks, things that are fun for them. But then we also pick out toothbrush, toothpaste, brush, socks, underwear, hats, mittens, things that our kids would generally not even pay attention to if we purchased for them, but it's probably the first and only pair, and certainly the only new pair these children have ever received.
Yeah, video games, DVDs, a lot of those kinds of things, they don't really do these children a whole lot of good.
They absolutely don't, because they don't have the power to charge those, and they may not be in the right language. So anything that we choose to send them in English, chances are English is not their first language. So we have to be very careful, too, about some of the things that we send, because the cultures in those areas, a lot of these places are war-torn, and war is all these children have ever known. So to send them things like G.I. Joe figures, whereas our children would look at them as something fun to play with, is a reminder of the type of thing that they've endured during their short lives. So we do try to stay away from things that are of any sort of a military type of thing, but we do like to give them things that they can play with that are universal to the world. So like I mentioned, playing cards are usually universal, jacks, balls, things like that, that are lots of fun for kids to play with, Play-Doh.
Of all the ways to teach young people here lessons about the world, history and current events, and what things are like outside your own bubble, I can't think of a better one than something like that, because you're talking about this is the situation that some children your age are in right now. When you get your kids involved in that, that's a real lesson.
It absolutely is a real lesson. And some of the conversations I've had with my children, I probably would never have had otherwise, trying to explain to them the types of worlds that these other kids live in. And they want to know why. Why do these children not know if they will wake up safe the next morning? Why do these children not have parents? Why do these children have friends that pick up guns, and what is the environment? And these are difficult conversations for us as parents, but they're also important conversations, because you don't change history by ignoring it. You change history by understanding it and doing something differently. So we want our children to understand and make different choices as they grow up, and then what some of these other children are going to have to make. So they're really difficult, but really relevant and important conversations that we have.
See the kind of difference you can make when you participate in a program like this? How do they participate?
Absolutely. Well, there is two ways that you can participate. You already did mention the monetary contribution, and certainly that's always welcome, and they always are very thankful for monetary contributions. You can do that online or take it over to the church. The collection point is the E-Free Church, which is located on the corner of Chestnut and 22nd Street, and you can drop off a monetary donation there. But the shoeboxes that we're referring to, you can pack a shoebox, and it can be any size. And we usually just use the ones our kids' shoes come in, of course. But you can go and also buy like the Glad boxes that have a top to them, and then fill them with things that you think children would want, whether it's a boy or girl in a specific age category. Be cautious of sending anything that is could melt. Perishable, that's the word I'm looking for. No chocolate. We would love to send chocolate, but it would melt. You know, we don't know where these are going. So we don't want to send perishable items, but we do send hard candy sometimes. And those are always fun treats for the kids. Fill the shoe boxes and then put a rubber band around it. $7.50 if you so choose to help with the shipment of the box. And then you can drop it off at the church during some specific collection times, or even if it's not during collection time and the church office is open, you're welcome to drop it off there as well.
Hit us with the collection times.
The collection times, yes, absolutely. So it's actually currently going on right now. We do have collection times that start. So this on Thursday, you can drop it on from Thursday the 17th. It opened from 6 to 8 p.m. On Friday, they'll be open from 4 to 6 p.m. And most of the day on Saturday from 10 to 5, that would be Saturday the 19th. And then on Sunday the 20th from 1 to 6 p.m. And then the final collection day would be Monday the 21st, when we'll be loading up the semi. We'll be accepting boxes from 6 to 8 p.m. So you'll see the big semi truck out front of the church, and they'll be loading up boxes. And it is a regional collection site, so they'll be accepting boxes from all over Southwest Iowa. We have in the past set pretty lofty goals for ourselves and been really blessed to receive thousands upon thousands of boxes. And if you think about that, that's thousands upon thousands of lives that are being impacted. So it's really an exciting opportunity.
And that's amazing for the population base here in this immediate area that you could do that well.
It is. It is. And you know, that people are giving out of the generosity of their hearts. And we're very, very thankful that this part of the state has really stepped up and participated as well as they have. So thank you for the years past, and we look forward to what we can do in the near future, too.
Absolutely. I know there are other people involved in the effort as well. You're the spokesperson here today. Stacy, thank you so much. And all those folks that are helping you out do this effort as well. A lot of kids really depend on that for Christmas. Otherwise, Christmas really doesn't happen for
them. That's right. Christmas doesn't happen for them. So, yeah, there is a wonderful team of people that do this together, but it also comes from the people that choose to give, too. So thank you very much. Thanks for having us here today, too.